This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.com. FM to get started.
You're tuning into the online broadcast network AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hey, AfterBuzzers! Thank you for joining us here for the Arrow After Show. I'm Allie Kona Bradford, here to check in and see if you've done your homework. Have you liked, commented, and subscribed to our channel? What? No, not yet. Go do that right now. And while you do that, we will introduce ourselves. I already have, so let's move it on down the line.
Hi, Lex Michael, Twitter handle at the Lex Michael.
Tori J. Miller, Twitter handle Tori J, T-U-R-I-J-A-Y.
Boom. Hi, all my buddies. I'm Katie Cullen at Twitter handle Kiaxet, K-I-A-X-E-T, and I will be checking our hashtag tonight, and that is hashtag ABTVArrow. So if you have comments on tonight's show, tweet them at the hashtag, and you may get a shout-out. I've actually got one I want to start with because it's amazing.
Do it.
This is from Andre Doty, and it's, call 1-800-2-AL-GHUL if you need to order an Arrow suit.
Okay.
You made me very happy. Well done, sir.
You know, apparently he does have a seamstress, because how many costumes did we have tonight?
Four or five?
Group cosplay is always more fun.
I guess so. Either way, you know, I didn't get a chance. I'm just going to say real quick, I am at Kiss My Passport. You can tweet at me as well, but let's just talk about the show. I want to start off with the very top of the show in the wedding. Who here actually thought we were going to have a smooth flowing wedding? Hands. No. Yeah.
That said, the wedding itself actually went surprisingly well.
No one died. Yeah, I really was expecting some guns.
The worst thing that happened was that Oliver missed pictures.
Yeah.
And what's killing me for that is that no one told him, hey, your best man, here's the schedule. It's like, oh, ceremony's at 1. No one told him, well, pictures are at this time, and then you show up early to help get ready, and you come. I've been a bridesmaid before, so this is like, you're there all day.
I'm sure he was told, but he was just like, program says 1, I show up at 1.
It totally seems like the type
if
of thing where...
If he was told, he would have been there.
Well,
though.
It feels like somebody could have told it to him, like Diggle would said, okay, ceremony's at 1, absolutely, but you gotta be there at 12:15 for pictures, and Oliver's like, okay, what, justice? Yeah, I got it, I'll be there, sure, fine. And then, you know, he goes and he does his thing, and it's gone, because he didn't write it down.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Well, either way, the big news was just the fact that there was news on the phone. I like how it's like Gossip Girl. Everyone gets a
it's a Google alert.
Yeah.
It's a Google alert.
Oh, there you go. Hey, the Arrow is killing people. It's like, oh, great, here we go. What I thought was interesting, and I suppose I was wrong, because in the last episode, we saw that it was actually Ra's al Ghul that was doing all the killing. And so Oliver had acknowledged the fact that, hey, Ra's is behind it. But I wonder who's shooting the arrows. And in that very moment, I thought, well, duh, it's Ra's.
Apparently, it's everybody.
But then, yes, then we have a whole entourage of arrows.
And they do have, they have their, you know, they're like a soccer team.
But yeah. How come he gets to shoot the arrows? I want to shoot it. Okay, well, everyone can shoot an arrow and we'll bamboozle them.
Nah. We're going to put numbers in my hat. Take one out. We will form a line.
You know, it really killed me, though. I'm just going to jump right into it. It really killed me at the very end that we see Maseo in a costume.
Yep.
Well,
yeah.
Costume.
What
yes.
a jerk.
But, you know, and here's the thing.
He wanted
okay.
to get in on the cosplay.
The
he missed it.
Here's the thing, though. The first round of arrows, he came in there and said, "You must listen to my master. Take the offer." In that voice.
Just
and,
like that.
Yes.
Your impression
and,
is impeccable.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
I'd like to thank all my Japanese ancestors.
Honey,
thank
no.
you.
Everyone on
thank
iTunes
you.
Probably thought that he was in the studio.
I know, huh? I'm that good.
Honey, no.
Anyhow.
I had to look over myself.
You know, but here's the thing. Okay, well, first of all, he had the magic smoke bomb, and I heard a lot of giggles going on.
That
in
was
the
fantastic.
Room.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Because he was
there.
So, he finished his thought and then just looked him dead in the eye and was like, gone.
And then not only was he gone, but the three people that Oliver had completely floored and were barely managing to limp to their feet were also gone. It's like, how? What?
Magic
we built
smoke.
Teleportation into the suits.
Well, I like to think that they practice that. Back at Nanda Parbat, when they don't have anything particular to do, they practice getting people
like
out of there.
Drill.
In the 2 seconds they've got for the smoke bomb. Right. It's like, all right, nope, we saw you leave. Come back. We're doing it again.
We will do this all night
until you
we
get it right.
Right.
I've had rehearsals like that.
I was
before.
Just gonna say, I would have preferred that to him being like, definitive statement, and then everyone just hobbling away.
Yeah.
He's like, you can leave now. Cool. See you guys later.
Even just Oliver exiting stage left or being forced to
walked
exit
off.
Stage left
yeah.
in some capacity. So we don't sit there and go, how did the dude with the broken collarbone manage to... No.
I mean, there were some interesting special effects this evening.
I'm sorry, so, did we mean Iron Ray?
Yeah, and his...
Rayman?
His
I have now said it 3-4 times off mic. Now that we're on mic, I'm going to say it one last time. It was one thing the first time we saw Ray in the suit flying around, where it's like, oh, this looks exactly like Iron Man. But it
he
is
was shooting
so,
a blast.
It's
it
so
made the noise.
Blatantly a knockoff of Iron Man that I am genuinely wondering how nobody is getting sued.
It made the noises, even the little power up noises before.
Exact
same sound effect
when he's flying and he's in the. I get it when you're dealing with a suit of that type and you've got
you need the stabilizers.
Right,
whatever,
and
whatever.
I guess how else would you be positioned when you're flying? But the little computer cartoon of Ray in the suit literally looked like you just pulled it out of Iron Man 2
right.
and recolored it slightly.
Yeah,
it was pretty bad.
It was distressing.
Was it?
And it just he's not even supposed to do that.
No, when is he going to get tiny?
In the spinoff.
Right? Like and that's
he hasn't figured that out yet.
Fair, but what are you supposed to get?
And I do love that his power, it was either a hub or a router or something. Something crucial to the running of the suit was just sitting on the outside of his left hip.
Like around where his kidney is.
I put my purse there.
Yeah.
Come on, guys, really?
Ray's whole existence, this show, really irritated me. Everything from him being Ray to him being the... Call me Adam.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think you really don't like him because Felicity's into him
shit.
And not at all.
I will definitely admit that out loud, but at the same time, come on, you have to admit he was a bit of a jerk this episode.
Well, here's
stubborn
the thing.
And a jerk.
He's used to being the smartest jerk in the room. And when you're the smartest jerk in the room, you may pretend to listen to people and patronize them a little bit because, hey, maybe they kind of have an idea that you thought of 2 weeks ago. But you don't actually take anyone else's thoughts, feelings, opinions, etc. into account because you're the smartest jerk in the room. So obviously you're right. So he's stuck on that and won't listen to anyone.
I can vouch for that line of thinking.
Also, he's... yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, you are a jerk.
See?
He's also goes to extremes, and we've seen that. We've talked about him being the opposite of Malcolm Merlyn, and that they both go to extremes, but he went to the shallow end, and Malcolm Merlyn went,
okay, but,
you know, long walk off a short pier. But he goes straight to this extreme and stays there and won't listen and won't change and has this crazy biomechanical suit to back it up. It's a problem.
Yeah, well, I was gonna, speaking of extremes, to me he goes from 0 to 100 because all of a sudden now that the suit works, he thinks that he's a hero and he's flying around and sassing everybody around like, I got this.
Right.
And even with Felicity, you know, like, you can't stop me, I'm gonna get justice. No, I'm sorry, he says that to Laurel because he goes to Laurel, which I'm thinking, okay, that's really gonna get you a whole lot of nowhere, and
yeah.
it doesn't.
Yeah.
But he's so stuck on this is going to be like my way, I'm going to do it my way, and yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's a whole lot of hubris. In his defense, though, he has no reason to believe that the Arrow is not doing it.
Yeah,
I mean, they're not friends. Him and Oliver have met like 3 times. Once when he took his company, the other time when he was in the arms of the girl he loves. Like it does, like, and at a wedding.
Jerk and jerk. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, to him, the Arrow is a guy who kills people and maybe decided to stop for a while, and then, on a whim, decided to do it again.
But he does have reason to trust Felicity, is the thing.
You know what? Okay, this is what caught me, and I don't know if any of you guys caught this episode.
I thought they broke up.
yeah. Well, outside of that, there's this whole issue with trust. Ray talks about, you know, I trusted you, I wanted a partner, wah, 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 gag. And then he gives Felicity this horrid time about not being truthful. Then you turn around, and then Felicity, when Ray goes on his tangent, she freaks out and comes to Oliver and says, okay, so he knows it's you, and he used my programming, blah, 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 blah. Felicity, you knew he was making this outfit? Sorry, no disrespect. You knew he was making this outfit? Well, and you didn't tell me? No, okay, well, Felicity's whole thing was, Oliver, you keep having secrets, you have secrets. Well, this time around, now, I hope you understand, because you just had a secret, a big one, that you kept from both men.
Right.
The flip side is, Ray also didn't tell her that he got the darn thing working.
Minor detail.
Major detail.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
She was gobsmacked when she found out that, wait, you got it working?
The one
but she
thing
knew that he was working towards getting it working. It's totally different from, you didn't tell me that this person is so-and-so.
Well, there's a big difference between, I want to do this little thing, and, oh, by the way, I've completed the nuclear apocalypse and used it. That's a big difference from, so we're drawing up the blueprints and screwing around with some things, but we're not quite done.
To be fair, the only part of that suit that really seemed to work all that well is the X-ray visor.
Which gave a horrible picture.
We also had the Raiden moment.
Okay, and can we talked about this when it happened, but it seemed like at the end of that scene, Oliver went home and Roy's still on the ground. We never saw Roy get up.
Walk it off.
Did we see him for the rest of the episode? Because for all we know, he's still in that alley.
For all we know, he's dead.
He could very well be dead.
How many bullets did he take? He could be dead.
Okay, but then that goes back to the point of Roy. I mean, Roy. Excuse me. Two R's. Ray
could have killed a guy. He didn't know.
Thank you. But he is so angry at Oliver for being this vigilante. That
vigilante.
I
just bought a vigilante for next to my bed. That's pretty sweet.
And that's this episode's quote, vigilante.
You're welcome.
The act of being
two
vigilante
episodes in a row.
Oh, man.
Okay, so anyhow.
That was great.
Zero regrets.
Great.
We love you.
Okay, so anyhow, the point of the story is he's so angry about the killing and this, that, and the third, but he practically almost killed Roy.
Yeah.
And his justification is what? Well, Roy's a bad guy. Do you have proof?
Yeah.
He's siding with the Arrow, so he must be a bad guy. Well, so was Felicity, and you did. The person that wants to kill her at the end of the episode is Maceo, not Ray. So, nice double standard there, bro.
Yeah.
I felt like Maceo did a little hesitation, though. He had no hesitation. Well, we didn't see him do the shot, the first initial shot. But when he pointed the arrow at Felicity, it's like he looked and then went,
Oh, no, that was for drama.
Well, yeah. I just felt like
that
he did that because he felt
drama.
Like, okay, if I kill Felicity, then we're really not going to win Oliver over, so let me not.
But he'll have no more ties to anything
life.
Else.
Yeah, but that's not going to make him want to go be Ross.
No.
I have a question for you guys.
I have an answer
for
you.
Let's hear it.
So when Oliver and Felicity were having their conversation about Ray. And he's like, you need someone better than me. Did anybody at any point think that it was going to be kind of like a Dark Knight thing where he's like, well, if she does have Ray, who is better than me, maybe I'm not needed as the Arrow anymore.
No.
Because in the Dark Knight, pre-horrible facial scarring, Harvey Dent was never that aggressively crazy. Well, right. Not publicly, anyway.
Yes.
I have to read this because it made me laugh for other reasons. From Jeremy R. Reed, only way the episode would have been great is an Arrow to Ray's knee. I used to be a vigilante like you, but then I took an arrow to the knee.
It's a Skyrim reference. Video game.
Oh.
Right, I'm halfway between both of your reactions.
Yeah. I had to because it's amazing. Thank you, Jeremy, even if no one else gets the joke.
Yes.
And I don't even think that's what Jeremy was going for, but that's what I got.
Your interpretation. Keep tweeting, by the way, hashtag ABTVArrow.
We love
conversing with you live. And if you are not watching us live and you're watching the playback, watch us live. It's a lot more fun.
I love everyone sassing. Oh my gosh. Helix Marsilius. Poor Brandon. He went from being a knockoff Superman to a knockoff Iron Man.
Aww. Oh!
I mean, technically, he was legitimate.
Technically, he was legitimate Superman in a movie no one liked very much, but
it's not his fault.
It's not his fault at all.
No.
Then again, it's not his fault that they wrote him as knockoff Iron Man either.
That's true.
Brandon Christopher, the Atom suit, now equipped with crappy Photoshop.
Very true. Either way, let's move on because one of the highlights for me for this show was actually Deadshot.
Yes, I like him now.
My gosh.
Really good flashbacks.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what it was about that portrayal of Deadshot when they first introduced him on the show didn't jive super well with me, but he has grown on me a lot.
Well, because they've humanized him so much more. Before, he was just the villain, the killer. Yes.
I killed
John Diggle's brother. Now we actually get to see, and I thought it was really cool.
For it.
Well, yes, but outside of that, I thought it was really cool that we got to have a flashback of him because he's the last person on cast, honestly, that I would have expected to see that. And it makes you understand a little bit more about where he's coming from. But at the same time, when he's out with Cupid, who's Psycho Cupid, again, I love that she was, hey, you dating anybody? Yeah, we're going to have a wedding.
Well, they were doing the relationship that typically Deadshot and Harley Quinn have in the comics.
Right,
yeah, but because they can't get Harley Quinn, someone actually asked one of the producers, I believe, about this, and he's like, yeah, we have trouble getting the big
too
names
wrapped
because
up in Batman.
Reasons.
Yeah, right.
So we do this.
And
which
it
is still fun.
Yeah,
it worked.
It was good.
Yeah. But either way, I know I'm a little bit all over the place, but I just want to say I really enjoyed the conversation. He was so adamant about you can't have family, you can't have love, and it seemed like he was such the scorned lover. And then you get to see why and go,
Well, and I love that they address this. I hesitate to say realistically because this is the CW and this is Arrow, but they're actually like, this guy has PTSD and it royally screwed him up. And that happens in real life.
Yeah.
Something that American Sniper utterly failed at. We got better in a CW show.
Yep.
And the link at the end to the Wounded Warrior Project.
That was great.
That was fantastic.
It's well done.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry. I'm still stuck on that whole situation. And the last thing I want to bring up about is the element of his daughter.
That little girl is really funny.
The comics.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah, his relationship with his daughter in the comics is a huge part of what makes him tick. But this little girl, who's adorable, her face is just were killing me. She looked like a tiny Muppet. It was awesome.
I know it was at an awful time, but I really did like use your words.
Yeah.
Just because I've seen that as a parenting thing so many times, and it's always so funny when it happens. It wasn't funny
in this instance.
He was drunk and PTSD'd.
Yeah, I was pretty mind blown that he pulled the gun on his own wife. I really was.
Yeah.
Not really.
It's interesting. There was a moment. This is the second comic book show where I've seen somebody with a military background pull a gun on their spouse in a really heated situation. And on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it was played very silly. And this was played very, very dark. And there's a line on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where he's like, well, this situation almost cost me my marriage. And that's it. But the reality of that situation is if you trust somebody that deeply, and they, because of their state of mind, if they can't help themselves, they pull a gun on you, how do you... You can't undo that.
No.
That doesn't go away. How do you make that person then feel safe with you ever again?
Not even that, but I feel like being on the receiving end, being the wife, that is so heartbreaking because for so long, your husband, the father of your child, has been gone and all you've done is ache and wait and miss and have him finally come home. You're just like, my baby is back.
Yeah.
And it's a ghost of who you used to love. It's the shell, but it's really not the person. And then what? You know? And mm-hmm. I don't know. Either way. And then for him to, I mean, there's obviously some space that happened between that and him coming to realization of where he was at when the whole senator situation happened, which we'll talk about. But the fact that he stayed behind and upon his quote-unquote death, because we don't know he
yeah,
actually...
Nobody know death.
Nobody know death. Yeah.
But, you know, he
rules.
Still was looking at the picture of his baby and his wife and...
But I did like that, even though, yeah, there's no way he's dead, but the fact that he made the move he made so that Diggle and Lila could
yes.
get back to
Thank
their
you.
Daughter
Thank
and
you.
Be yeah. a family and be whole and so forth, had the opportunity that he never had. That was great. That was real, but yeah, there's no way he's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
And another, by the way, by saying that, another humanizing moment.
Yes,
another moment
right.
that makes you go, ooh, I like him.
They did
exactly.
a lot in a very short amount of time to give him a ton of layers, which I thought was crazy, crazy impressive because this show has been... a little bit all over the place as far as their ability to do that over the course of their entire run, and I thought
right.
they did an exceptionally good job.
But yes. this yeah. one was very good. What it lacked in convincing special effects,
yep.
it had in solid writing.
Yes.
And we had the introduction of Hive.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which
there will
it's
be more
possible
that
Diggle and Lila
come.
Might go there.
Well, you know, it was interesting when they came back home, both parental units decided to quit without telling each other their jobs for the sake of the family, because one of the things that Lila went on a tangent about is, what were we thinking? We're parents. And it was interesting how she referenced the fact that some parents won't even go on a trip together for the risk of one parent, you know, not if having two parents not make a
right.
trip.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that's... Wow. It struck me anyway.
I mean, no.
Well,
it's
those are two people who understand the risks.
Yeah.
Right. And they can't keep going on these crazy missions, saving and shooting and all that stuff, when they have a kid that essentially could have lost them both in that single moment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Right. So in the end, did we conclude that since Lila went ahead and quit, that Diggle has not yet quit? Because at the end of the episode, when he pulled out the two drinks, I thought, okay, he's just going to soften Oliver up a little bit before he goes and breaks in the news.
Well, in that conversation, he said he's going to quit.
Well, I think, but that was before she said that she was quitting, and I think the point of that was to have one parent who wasn't consistently in danger so that someone would be there for the child in case of something happening to the other one.
Right.
But with Lila quitting and saying, no, you love Team Arrow, you're actually doing good work,
Thank you, great point.
Mm-hmm. He will probably remain with Team Arrow.
Right.
And Lila will, I doubt she'll be stay-at-home mom, but she will probably move on to something else. We don't know what. But something.
Hmm.
The technical side of Arrow. Maybe she'll hang out with Felicity.
She'll be a project
Not
manager.
Exclamation point Argus.
No. Absolutely not. Gosh, there's something else I wanted to bring up in regards to that before we wrapped it, and it just totally slipped my mind, so let's just move
well,
on.
Well, when it comes back, bring it up then.
Oh, you know what? I know what it was. Senator Crazy Pants.
Senator Crazy Pants.
Yes. Let's just talk about him.
Evidently, he's also a Suicide Squad villain.
Yeah,
yes,
well,
yes, he is.
Super long-lived, but nonetheless.
But, okay, but here's the thing.
Senator Crazy
okay.
Pants.
Okay. Yeah.
That's his official
homeboy.
That's the entire Senate.
Yeah. Here's the thing, okay? To win an election, I'm going to stage all this nonsense. Now you guys are witnesses. I'm going to kill all you guys, whatever, whatever. The statement that caught me is when he's having the conversation about, you know, I wanted to be president for my legacy, but I'll be a hero instead and I can die. It's okay. Who the hell cares? You are dead. Why does it matter if people recognize you once you're dead? You're dead.
He has a son.
That's true.
So?
Plus he's crazy.
So
well,
Bush Sr., instead of becoming president, was murdered heroically, then Bush Jr. was like, my dad died for this country, I'm going to let... That, no, that was Bill Clinton. Anyway. If he was like, my dad died for this country, and I would do the same, so then it would be him pushing his own child up. So I think that's the logic behind it.
It's very hard for me to respond to that without turning this into a political conversation. Let's
well,
not
yeah,
do that.
Let's not.
But
we're not going there.
Exactly. It'll be very ugly. But I will say, yeah, that's the level of logic we're dealing with, which is to say none
yeah.
whatsoever.
Yeah.
Actually, a little bit more like what I wished Frank Underwood was like this season on House of Cards. I wish he had just been a little more murdery.
A little bit more murdery.
Yeah.
Well, this is a guy who obviously doesn't see human lives as lives.
No.
And he paid people off to be quiet.
He didn't pay people off to be quiet. Argus did.
Oh, I thought he did. Okay,
no.
That one escaped me.
Argus paid people off to be quiet. They blocked the truth from coming out because everything has to stay steady, right? And he's still a senator, and we're just going to sweep this whole thing under the rug. And I didn't hear the entirety of that news broadcast. Did they blame it on Deadshot, or did they just say that he died in it? Because the news broadcast did say, oh, so-and-so was associated with multiple terrorist organizations and this
right.
and that and the other, and I feel like they blamed it on him.
I missed that, but I will say in most cases it's always easy to blame the dead guy.
Twitter people, was that a thing?
Very rarely does the dead guy go, no, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Hmm. Almost never.
No. Seance.
No. In that quick short, not even 20, it wasn't even 24 hours, Cupid fell out of love with Arrow, fell in love with Deadshot, and I love the way how when he exploded, baby!
That was a great moment.
I mean, can you blame her?
Admittedly, he's a little more accessible.
I mean, yeah, but still.
Although I did like, I changed my mind. I want to die. She's there.
Okay, so give me some comments. What's going on with our Twitter feed? What are people saying? What are they talking about?
Well, a good point from Helix Marsalius. In the military, you wouldn't have family or siblings on the same mission or ship. Goes back to World War II.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From Brandon Christopher, a corrupt senator? What a shocker. Hey! From Lisa Bell of the Ball, hey, Diggle is so not allowed to quit Team Arrow. How lost would Oliver be? 110%.
Yeah.
We have talked about who's the only emotionally stable person in that bunker.
He's the only emotionally stable person on the show.
Yes.
Except for maybe his less than a year old daughter.
Who's just not old enough to be emotionally destroyed yet.
Exactly!
It's gonna happen when one or both of her parents is killed by Argus or someone else.
According to Sam Just and Helix Marsalius and William L. Williams, they blame Deadshot.
Alright, thanks guys.
Accursed news media. Rawr.
Do you guys think that Deadshot's gonna come back as part of Hive? Like, they're going to re-get his body and be like, you're now new Deadshot. And
he's gonna be maybe he'll show up in the spinoff.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Because the spinoff also includes time travel, so we could do anything with that.
Yeah, really.
We have Sarah, so hey! And half of Firestorm.
And half of Fire, yeah.
Again, time travel. You bring him in before the...
Before the wavy hand
for those of you listening, we're making explosion hand gestures.
The wavy hand time.
They're not together all the time.
Yeah, they pretty much are.
I'm just going to keep making the wavy hand.
You're going to hit me in the face. That's what's going to happen.
It's all right. We're good.
I want to go back to Ray for 2 seconds because we end the show.
Because everything comes back to Ray.
It always does. We end the show with Felicity and him apologizing because, you know, his ego got bruised, blahzy, blahzy. And
and
she
his
goes,
rotator cuff and his shoulder. And I'm like, hips. Oh, is that it?
Yeah, you lucked out, bro.
And she, of course, goes back to Oliver. I was right, or whatever she says to him. And I'm thinking, no, jerk.
No, it was, Oliver. Thank you for proving me right.
Right, right. But really, Oliver is the one who forced Ray, didn't force him, but made Ray do a double. You know what I mean?
Right. Made him rethink his position.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he had him quite literally dead to rights and said, no, I'm not going to kill you. You don't have anything to prove to me. You have it to prove to Felicity. You need to trust her.
Now get my friend out of that puddle.
You want to know who got the worst out of this episode? Two people got the extremely short end of the stick this episode. Roy, who is probably still laid up against that fence somewhere. And the mayor, who's probably dead.
She's very, very dead.
Yeah, sorry.
No, I would imagine that a lot of people care.
No, I'm sorry. I was thinking of the senator when you said that. So
who cares? The mayor who took an arrow to... I used to be a political figure until I took an arrow to the chest.
I loved the tweet you read up at the top, and I forget who it was. I apologize. Who made the joke about 1-800 Al Ghul to order or whatever? Yeah. I'm like, it's great because from anywhere in the country, they can deliver an arrow right to somebody's chest, which is
or your money back.
Right, it's so great. And I love mid conversation too, and then just arrow gone. So no,
there's that mid-family spat as well.
Really?
That strategy.
Like, so say you have a bunch of arrows killing people all over the city. That automatically makes the real arrow, like, absolved of all suspicion.
You would think so, right?
Yeah.
But nobody else knows that there's multiple arrows. Just Arrow, because they had that whole psych-out situation where they're trying to peer pressure him into becoming the next Ross.
Right, but at
eventually,
some point,
you're going to have someone smart enough to go, it is not physically possible for him to be here at this time and then here 5 minutes later. That is at least 15 minutes by the fastest motorcycle. He can't be doing this alone.
But also, okay, no, you look like you're going to explode. What?
But at the same time, the person who is spearheading this situation is Detective Lance, and he's so clouded by his misjudgment that I'm sure he would let something like that gently glide over his bald head because he really wants it to be the arrow, and he really wants him out of the picture because of his whole pent-up situation with his daughter.
Well, I'm also going to, if the night that Oliver's surrounded by all the other guys in the arrow costumes, the night that I believe was when Maseo did his poofy thing and they all got away somehow, that's the same time that Ray, flying on the outside of the building, uses his x-ray vision and sees, as he says later, Oliver standing over all these other people. If he can see through the building, through Oliver's hood, why could he not see that there were a bunch of other people wearing the exact same outfit around Oliver?
But was that poof?
Because it didn't pick up x-rays, and I think that was post-poof.
Okay, yeah, see, that's why.
But
he didn't see these other people scrambling away across the building.
It's not like they could have gotten that far, right? Presumably. Right.
But
how long did Oliver stand there and ponder?
Huh? I mean, to him, they could have just seemed like people who were running away from the arrow who was killing people.
Why are they all in hoods?
Because
maybe they're hoods.
Even the guys doing the drug stuff were wearing hoods.
They're like the guys in hockey pants and Batman.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, Roy was in a hoodie for a long time.
That's a good point.
True.
That's
a good very point. True. Very, very true.
And now he's in a hoodie on the ground.
And now he's in a puddle.
This poor guy. They left him there.
The best thing that he had this episode was a dance with Thea that they panned away from. Can I say I'm very happy that they didn't drag Thea into any of this? That we're kind of giving her an episode to go...
breathe.
All right. There's no way she won't be involved with the arrow being accused of killing innocent people,
right,
especially now that she knows, but I'm glad for this episode that she got a reprieve.
For sure.
Because she needs it.
She's had a rough few weeks.
Yeah, she's hanging at home with Dad.
She's had a rough life.
Right.
She's had a rough few years.
Wait, so are her and Roy becoming an item again? Or was that
I'm
just...
I'm okay with that. And I think
I'm totally okay with that as well, too. Because the whole thing is, the reason they broke up was over secrets. This show, secrets.
It's like a... what? That
but
theme.
But now I feel like now that she knows everything that's happened,
it's right, it's
you
all
can
on the
allow
table.
That to roll off the shoulder a bit and go, okay, I get it a little bit more. Maybe we can start over.
Yeah, everything makes sense now.
This all, again, presupposes that somebody goes and picks up Roy from wherever they left him.
I mean, maybe it was Thea. Who knows?
Sam just said, Roy was a red shirt this episode.
It's a Star Trek reference.
Our Twitter people are on fire tonight. You guys are amazing.
That was good.
Well done.
Fantabuloso.
Okay.
All right. I feel like we've covered the show pretty well. We've got some cool news and gossip, so why don't we wrap it up and get into our news and gossip, shall we?
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so let's pull up our first pictures if we can. While we're pulling up the first picture, let's go ahead and talk about it. Yes. Well, he has been cast as Deathbolt, not to be confused with Deadshot. Deathbolt, who will appear as a metahuman in episode number 19, Broken Arrow. And you may also recognize him from Hellboy, which is our next picture.
Yep.
Yeah. Although he is,
you recognize him at all.
No, you probably wouldn't.
Okay. I get it.
He even got to do the voice in the second movie.
Anyhow, and then my other news. So there's this theory. At the end of season 3, somebody is going to die. And
I saw something about that.
Yes, and it's been theorized that it's going to be a main character just because Stephen Amell tweeted something about goodbyes are never easy and this, that, and the third. And then one of the things that Emily Bett Rickards... Rickards said is, you will be brokenhearted again. Somebody else was theorizing that it just might be Felicity because certain evidence goes in that direction.
I can't see that happening because there's no one else that
could fill that role.
That dynamic, yeah. Honestly, especially, and I, when I read the thing about how they might be killing off a major character later in the season, especially with the stuff that they dropped tonight, if I was going to guess, I'd guess Diggle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
should
so
save this for predictions?
We can, we can. I just wanted to bring that up as my news, and then let's get into my next pictures. So, we see all these really cool action sequences and these fight sequences, and a lot of times we don't get to see who's doing all that, so tonight I wanted to focus on some of the stunt devils.
Cool.
Doubles.
Stunt devils.
They could be that too. Okay, so this is Tammy Nera, and she has stunt doubled for Willa Holland, and also the name is escaping me, Mama Yamashiro. Who is Maseo's wife? Why am I not thinking?
Katana.
Tatsu.
Thank
Tatsu.
You.
Yeah.
Okay, so she is doubled for her as well.
Nice.
Yes, going into our next photo. And if you are listening to our podcast, make sure you check us out on YouTube. Okay, so this is actually the stunt coordinator who is... Where is his name? James Bamford. Bam Pam. That's how I know him. Anyways, he's a stunt coordinator. He's also doubled... In the season one, recently he doubled again, but he didn't release who he was stunt doubling as. He left it as a big, huge mystery. So some people think it could be Brandon Ralph. And this doesn't necessarily mean this particular episode. Anyway, and then we also get to see the double for Canary back in the day. I'll be honest, I'm not sure if that is who I think it is, but his wife is actually also, not his wife, excuse me, Oliver's stunt double's wife. That was confusing. Also doubles as Canary and as Felicity.
Oh, nice.
So let's get into our next picture. And this is Roy Harper's stunt double. Why do I want to call him devils? Stunt devil. For tonight, that's what they are. Curtis Brackenier. And I hope I said your name right. But anyway, that's him. Next picture. There we go. Now that for sure is Simon Burnett's wife. And her name is... I have her written down. Sorry, guys. Kim Howie. Next picture. And there we go. Finally, Simon Burnett. So that would be Oliver's son, who actually, I could see a slight, slight resemblance. It's very interesting. I actually saw one, this is irrelevant to Arrow, but I saw somebody's double of J-Lo for a movie, and it was actually a guy. And it,
interesting.
Yeah, a guy. But
in
they,
a wig?
Yeah,
so
a wig
was Black Widow's Foundation. For the Avengers.
Yeah.
You can actually find freeze frames where it's like, yeah, that
That's
is her.
Very much a man. And I have a short clip video as well for behind-the-scenes stunts. Let's check that out.
The action scenes you see on screen are designed and rehearsed by our team of stunt professionals. We use stand-in props and a bit of imagination to help it all come together.
Episode 302, at the very end of the episode, the audience comes upon three kendo practitioners training in the foyer of a grand mansion. At the very end of this scene, you realize that this is indeed Thea Queen, or is it Thea Merlin? This is our first glimpse of Thea kicking ass, so it was very important to me to make sure that she came off looking incredibly skilled.
These stunts are amazing.
Tough. You can see that she never stops moving. She uses one opponent as a pedestal to push off of to give another strike a little extra oomph. Most of my favorite fights are multiple opponent fights. You can get the pace going that much faster, and the timing is that much tighter than a one-on-one fight.
Well done.
So that was Thea's training in Corto Maltese. Hmm. If you enjoy that, there's tons of more stunt videos you can find courtesy of CW on YouTube, so check those out as well. That wraps up my news and gossip. Anybody have anything else?
We did get something from William L. Williams on Twitter, who asked me to address him by his Twitter handle, Cullen Prime. Well done, bro. Who said, the producers already said it won't be Felicity that dies.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad.
I'm assuming it's going to be Maseo. We love him.
That's true.
He is slightly mean-ish character territory. Yeah. I could
really?
See that.
Okay,
I do hope
more
it's not Diggle because way
I
to
have.
Kill the black guy.
See, that, there is that, but that
that's
is...
That's very he egregious
agreed
for this show when he is one of
the only ones
characters of color on
I
the show.
I agree. I just think that the role he plays in the team dynamic, somebody eventually could wise up a little bit, get their stuff together and be more of a rock for the team. On top of which, he doesn't have
unless it is Roy and Thea takes his place.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so let's
he
get
does
into
call
some
her
predictions because that is prediction territory.
And now,
this is a good segue.
Thank you.
Predictions.
So that is my prediction. Actually, I'm going to say it could be possibly Roy, and that's how Thea becomes the next Speedy.
That's actually not a bad idea. I could see that happening. It's certainly less egregious than killing
Diggle. Thank you. So why don't you give us your prediction?
Well...
Great.
That was pretty much it, though.
Raptor noises. That's my prediction.
More dinosaurs. I still think just because of the way they're setting it up, I still think if it's going to be anybody, it is going to be Diggle. Even though I don't want to see him go, just because of what he brings, both the actor and the character, the dynamic that they bring. But if it was going to be anybody, I think that would be the easiest gap for somebody else to eventually grow into.
I don't know. Only sane man is a pretty tough role to fill.
So what's
Oliver
your prediction?
Is the cornerstone, but Diggle's the emotional center.
There is that.
Come at me with your prediction.
Well, we know it's not Felicity, and while we don't have confirmation that it won't be Merlin, we do have confirmation that the guys adore John, so he's probably going to stick around for a good long while. I don't like predicting that Roy will bite it, but I would not be surprised. Man, I don't know. Captain Lance.
True.
Captain
yeah.
Lance.
Yeah, that's,
he could
that's
go.
Possible.
That would be
that
particularly
is very
terrible.
Gosh. Yeah. Then Laurel would be a crazy mess at that point.
More so.
Yeah.
But it would be a good pushing point for her to be more canary-esque.
That is quite possible. So then what is your prediction, sir?
I still think if we're going on the death thing, I still think it's going to be Maceo because he's expendable enough to where they could get rid of him. He's pretty main since they've been featuring him all season.
But will we be heartbroken over it? He's on Team
sad.
Bad.
At this point, to me, his death seems like a bit of an inevitability.
Yeah. Right. Even if he's, I can see Merlin taking him out, to be honest.
I could see any number of people being somewhat justified taking him out at this point.
Right, but I imagine if it happens, it will be by Oliver's hand, so it will be him killing his own friend. So
what
I think
if
that
it's
would
Nissa?
Be
I mean, I'm not really invested in her unless they lead more stereo lines. Yes.
Storylines
where they bring her and Laurel in because obviously she is training Laurel. So that would be quite interesting. Anyhow, ladies and gentlemen, it seems that we've run out of time. So please do us a favor and follow us on Twitter. I am Allie Kona Bradford. You can find me at Kiss My Passport. And please do not forget to look up my channel, Boys and Beauty with Allie Kona. If you want awesome, you know, news and gossip about of all the really hot, trendy guys in Hollywood, as well as some really amazing beauty tips, look up my channel. That's all.
I like to know what the hot and trendy guys are up to.
Do you?
Yeah.
I mean, look me up. This week was Mark Paul Gosselaar. If you love some Saved by the Bell.
Who doesn't love some Saved by the Bell?
Yeah. A to the Meg. Give me some.
Yeah. All right. Lex Michael, Twitter handle at the Lex Michael.
I'm Tari J. Miller. We're all doing voices, right?
Yes.
Are we?
You can
are we
find
really?
Me on Twitter at Tari J. It's T-A-U-R-I-J-A-Y. I'm Batman.
My parents died at sea. I'm Katie Cullen. I'm not going to bother doing a voice because you've all heard this before. You can find me on Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram at Kiaxet. That's K-I-A-X-E-T. I am also on the Transformers Robots in Disguise after show on Sundays.
All right, Buzzers, thank you so much for joining us this week, and we look forward to seeing you again next Wednesday. Goodbye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.